Mike Evans, what do you see? Is he as big and have you faced him before? And I'm curious if he as big in person as he looks on film.
Yeah, I played him. Christian Jackson played against him. The guy's good. This guy's really good. Reminds me, we have a guy on our practice squad right now that has the same talent level as him. The guy's tall, can run for how tall he is, and catches almost every ball he's thrown to. Guy's good.
So what's the key when you're facing a guy that has that kind of size, can muscle you at the line, but can also run by you?
Switch it up. Times be physical, times be a little softer, times play off, mix it up a little bit.
You're talking about Michael Clark on the practice?
Yeah.
Do you do anything this week with Clark and drill purposes to kind of simulate what you might see from Evan?
Of course, yep.
Michael Clark's not 231, though, I don't think, is he?
I don't know, that's a good question.
I don't think he's that thick.
No. We gotta. Maybe someone should Google it. might be 230.
Really?
Might be.
Well, he's six. What is he? 6'6"?
6'7"?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it the leaping ability too? We saw
that too. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, they're both really hard to guard. I mean, Clark's gonna be phenomenal. I'm telling you now. And then I see a lot of Mike Evans in him. I actually told him earlier today that he should probably get some cut-ups of him and put on his tape because if he can play anything like Mike, he's going to be really, really darn good in this league.
What separates those? You go back a couple of years and it's like people started shying away once a couple guys busted out in the first round that were those big receivers. It kind of fell out of trend. Now it's maybe a little bit back in trend again. What separates the guys that make it in the league that are that big and the guys that can't?
I guess they're fine-tuning their tools, you know, using people in the league. So, like Clark, when he came to the league, he came here, I mean, he couldn't get off the jam just because he's just so lanky. But he found a way to learn how to release a lot better, started running a lot better routes. Usually tall guys like that, all they can do is go deep. But now Clark can get in and out as it breaks, so things like that.
I think Jameis Winston presents a different threat than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I mean, Winston's their guy. He's their leader. He's their star. So yeah, it's gonna be a little bit harder with him in the game.
You went against Winston earlier in his career, right? 2015. Mm-hmm. How different does he look? When I know he hasn't played the past couple of weeks, when we see the
ball. Yeah, I mean, the arm strength and stuff like that is there. He just it makes better decisions now, smarter and. And, you know, he kind of controls the game now from my experience.
I don't know if Deshaun, I think he's questionable, Deshaun Jackson, if he's going to play this week or not, but it kind of gives them a different element, right? Everyone else on their team is like 6'5", but Deshaun gives them a little something else.
Yeah, that guy's dangerous. Probably one of the fastest receivers in the league. When I think of Deshaun, I still think of what he did at Philly. Guy's good. The guy's a deep threat. Take the top off of any coverage. Guy's dangerous, though.
If Dimitri called up and activated and plays for you guys, what does he give you at that position?
Leadership, energy. He's going to for sure spark the sideline because everyone's rooting for this guy. No one really thought he could bounce back the way he's bouncing back. It's been, a year? A little bit over a year, huh?
A bit over.
Mm-hmm. A little bit over a year, and look at him now out here practicing, running full speed. So everyone's rooting for him. Everyone wants him to play. So if he's out there, it's going to be good for us.
Devon, what's he been like, you know, just having him around? I think he's the only guy that was left from when you were here the first time.
It's been good, man. It's been really good. You know, we get to talk about, you know, how good Tron and Sam and were, because we played with both of them. And, you know, learn, you know, pick each other's brains off of, you know, do you marry one such as like this, or back in, you know, 2014 when we played Seattle, you know, there was some cover rock contests we talked about that we were both a part of. But it's good having him in the locker room, you know, in and out.
You were here last year. It's kind of the same situation, like run the table. Is that what Clay was saying at Devontae was saying? Is that kind of where you guys are now? Like, you guys kind of need to run the rest of these games?
Well, if we don't, we're going to run the playoffs, so yeah. But we got to win this first one. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who we play next week. We got to win this game. If we win this game, then we got another chance.